Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, friends all over the world. I'm so happy to have you today again in this show, and I want you to understand the little time we're going to spend, your life will never be the same. May I use this opportunity to say good morning, America? And may I use this opportunity to remind you that it is possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. Thank you for coming, because you are one of those that this world will see as a star. Not just a star for yourself, but a star to be a blessing to this earth. Can you remember what the word said? A strong word said, take dominion over all things. Take dominion. And you can only take dominion when you have your own kingdom. Take dominion. That was what the Almighty God, your Creator, said to you. He said, take dominion over all things. I don't need to name any. Take dominion over everything you see that is creeping on this earth, flying on the air, the spiritual, and there are ones you can't even see. Say, take dominion. It gives you the power. The power is in you. Your birthright is taking dominion. No. People who take dominion don't announce it. They don't go about telling people, I want to take dominion over you. No. It is in you. It is what has been created inside of you. If you have time, study the story about Lucifer, the devil. The Lucifer, the devil that is causing trouble all over the world. It's causing trouble everywhere he goes. Take time to see his creation. When he was being created, everything about music was put inside of him. That was why he was given the title of the morning star. Everything. Are you listening to me this morning? I want to inspire you to make good use of what you have. I am your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Udayo. You are a nation. You are a nation. The power has been given to you. You have been ordained. You have been created by the one that no one is. The super. When they talk about Superman, the God who created you is one. Nobody is like him.
Relationships are
full. You have been created by his own image, in his own likeness. When you talk about the image, it's just not the physical aspect we are talking about. We talk about the thing that is inside of you, which you need to have the spiritual eyes to see it. The thing that is inside of you is what we talk about, the likeness of God, which means if he is so powerful, you are also powerful. He plays inside of you. Lucifer was being created very well. He was created well, with power, with anointing to sing. Isn't it? What about Lucifer is this? Lucifer, the devil, Lucifer, when he was an angel, God created him with every instrument inside of him. Do you see the modern instrument? The modern instrument, you didn't even need somebody to start playing drums, blowing all those trumpets. That is how it is, inside his body. Inside the body, inside the wings of Lucifer, everything was in place inside of him. So he doesn't need to jump from one place. You see now what you see in our world of today, you discover that you have someone that will play drum, you see someone that will play instrument, you play trumpet, this one will do this and that. No, that is not how God is. God is a wise God. Our Father who art in heaven is so wise. So instead of having 20 or 30 angels to play the instrument, he puts it in one. Do you understand? Lucifer had all the instruments inside of him. So immediately he swayed his wings. Immediately he swayed his wings, the music will begin to play. And that was his respect. That was his kingdom. God put it inside of him. So for him to make it happen, he will just sway his wings. So he doesn't need to play, just the wind, just sway it. And every music will begin to play. All the instruments will begin to play. So the music was inside of him. The instrument was inside of him. Bass guitar, everything, drums, trumpets, everything was inside of him. That is how you are. The very day you were created into this world, God placed everything inside of you to take dominion, not to beg, to take dominion. And when people see that thing inside of you, you get they'll get attracted to you. When people see that inside of you, success, wealth will get attracted to you. But I want you to understand, we don't value those things. We don't value that thing God has placed inside of us. That is why we begin to look for other people's things. So today, I want you to understand, begin to build your own kingdom. When you have this inside of you, the place you are, the location doesn't matter. You can even be in the bush. Because you build your own kingdom, success will look for you in the bush. Am I making sense to somebody listening to me this morning? God didn't bring you to this world, or you were not created into this world without anything. No, you were created into this world with plenty, with abundance. Build your own kingdom. Where are you today listening to me? Build your own kingdom. Use 90% of your time to build your kingdom. And people will look for you. Wealth will look for you. Great things will look for you. That is why a place in the world says, he that is diligent in his business will stand before kings, but not before men. When you are diligent in your business, when you are diligent in your kingdom, building your own kingdom, you will stand before kings, because kings will even look for you. Are you listening today? Spend 90% of your time to build your own kingdom. That thing you know you can do better, build it now. Stand before kings, someone like David. I like to read this. I like to read about David. I love David so much. He was one of the sons of Jesse. He didn't even know he would be a king. He didn't even thought of being a king. He didn't just know that he has a gift of playing an instrument. He just know he has a gift to take care of sheep, his father's sheep. Even while he was always with his father's sheep, his other brothers and all of his brothers, and I think he had two sisters, they were all at home, enjoying their life. They didn't even think of being a king. They were told of being a king because in the army, they were there. They were all soldiers. But David didn't think of that. What he was just to take care of his father's flocks, or his father's sheep, or your arm, whatever you want to call it. He was there playing his instrument in the bush, or playing instruments to those people, those rascal boys like him, or those people that don't even, you know, they just enjoy him when he's playing instruments and dancing. But this guy in the bush and in the street, he was building his own kingdom. And as he was building his own kingdom, he was being attracted. Success attracts him. Success looks for him even in the bush. Are you getting the revelation today? Success looks for him. So when you begin to build your own kingdom, success will be attracted to you. Whatever you want will come to you. Even your wife will come to you. So the number one thing is for you to build your own kingdom. Eve was not at home with his brothers, but because he's doing what he's supposed to do, because he's building his kingdom, things, good things followed him. He was there in the bush, fighting with the bear, fighting with the lion, destroying them. Even his people didn't even know what he did. That even he fought with the lion, he was when he came out with the testimony that I fought with the bear, brought the shivar out of the mouth. He didn't even know. His brethren didn't even appreciate his gift when he comes about playing instrument. There's somebody in the street, somebody who saw this guy playing instrument, appreciated him. So sometimes your people may not appreciate you building your kingdom. They may see you as if you are in the wall of illusion. They may see you as something else. But don't mind it. Keep on doing what you're supposed to do. Build it. This story goes like this. Even when God sent the prophet to anoint a king in Jesse's house, David wasn't there. Even when the prophet went into Jesse's house, he saw the brethren of Jesse and he said, this must be the one, because they have big chests and big shoulders, everything. They were so big, they were so huge, like soldiers. He said, God said, no, this is not the ones I want. After trying all of them, God said, this is not the one I want as the king. Then the prophet asked, what? Where? Do you still have someone else in this house? They say, yes, I have one. One, that one is a rascal boy. He's the youngest. He loves staying in the bush. He said, yeah, go immediately and bring him. The guy was there in the bush building his kingdom. So you can build your kingdom anywhere. And success will look for you. You can build your kingdom anyhow. Success will look for you. This guy built his kingdom anyhow. David built his kingdom in the bush. He risked his life. He didn't mind what would happen in the bush there. But he still said, I'm going to take care of my flocks, my father's flocks. He was there in the bush enjoying it. Enjoy being a rascal boy. Enjoy being in the street. That time, you remember, when he's singing. He's singing to people in the street. And that was not in the church. He was in the street. The person who located David was there in the street. And heard him play that instrument. Corny instrument. So wherever you are, it doesn't mind. It doesn't matter wherever you are. It doesn't matter. You can be in the worst country, in the worst place on earth. But still, if you're able to build a kingdom, success will look for you. People will look for you. Nations will look for you. Kingdoms will look for you. Kings will look for you. As long as you are diligent in your business. So he built it. And when he went to the prophet said, yes, this is the one. He anointed him the king. Even after anointing him the king, he didn't start looking for the position of being a king. He didn't start looking for it. He continued building his kingdom. And there was a trouble in the palace. That time was ruled by King Saul. King Saul, when David was being anointed, the spirit of God came to David, and the spirit of evil went to Saul. Then there's a servant of Saul that said to the king, look, I have somebody that came. Play instrument. I have seen a guy who can play instrument. I'm not playing this instrument. This evil spirit will run away from you. How did he see this guy? How did he see David? Where did he see David? How did he know that David's playing of corn instrument will be able to drive away evil spirit? I don't know whether David himself knows that playing of instrument will drive away evil spirit. But he played it anyhow. So even that your smile, you don't know whether that your smile can drive away evil spirit. You don't know even that your smile can bring blessing to a nation. You don't even that smile can heal the sick. You don't know even that your smile. What that thing you built, that thing you do, you don't know whether it can help a nation from collapsing. I'm telling you today, it's possible to have a blessed day. If only you can take time to build your own kingdom. You don't know whether that book you read is one that you will use to help the entire world. Build your kingdom. When Jesus came, the first thing he did was to go out and build his kingdom. He spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness building his kingdom. He didn't go about looking for people. And when he came out, he came out. His name were everywhere. Do you understand? What do you know you can do best? Begin to build it now. Begin to build that your kingdom now. I forget about running around looking for people. Build your kingdom and people will come. Build your kingdom. Wealth will come. Build your own kingdom. Because you are a nation. You stand among great men. You stand before kings. Are you listening to me? Build your own kingdom. You got in a palace. Told Saul, I've seen somebody who can play a calling instrument. After playing that calling instrument, the evils will run away from you. Saul didn't argue. He said, go and fetch me that person. Go and get me that person. And he went straight to David. David is the one. He went straight to Jesse's house. Because of David's kingdom, because he was able to build his kingdom, his household will be known in the whole of Israel. One can make a difference. You can make a difference. Then what is my wisdom for you today? Begin to work on the power of imagination in your life. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, according to all that we ask or think. You have the power inside of you. Within you, you have the power. Work on the power of your imagination. Every artist that has been to draw something that is good, work on his or imagination. The world will be framed by what? By that power of imagination. Because of this power of imagination, the elders had a better report. The power of imagination. Abraham used the power of imagination. Abraham, study about it, you see. He used the power of imagination to even bless his children afar. To even claim his blessings. The world, the entire world, even the building, the house you are living today, it was through the power of imagination that it came to existence. It has already been in the supernatural, he's already in the spirit world. I'm telling the truth. Everything that has happened today already exists. Do you understand? I'm taking you to another level of life. Your spirit, the spirit that is inside of you, was already in existence. Do you understand? Because it is the Spirit of God He breathed inside of you. So you already exist. Forget about the physical body. The physical body is just clay. But what I'm telling you, the thing that is inside of you has already been in existence. But you got to build, you got to be ready to build your own kingdom. You got to be able to work on it. Work on the power of imagination. Let your imagination be positive. Do you understand? You know that you need to be a talker, or you need to be a musician. You know that you know within you that you need to be a good engineer. Work on the power of imagination. Spend time to imagine. Go into that deep imagination. When it comes in with that your desire, everything will come to pass. I want to understand. It can come in within 1 month, within 3 weeks, within 1 year. If only you can settle down and spend 90% of your time to work on your imagination than something else. You become a good artist. You become a good engineer. You become a good preacher. You become a good politician. You become a good governor. You become a good person on this earth. Because you don't need to be someone else. Be yourself. Believe in yourself. Take action. And also take responsibility for the result. Whether it is good or bad, is for you to learn something. Whether you fail or you succeed, is for you to learn something and move forward in life. A man called James Allen, who wrote a book called As a Man Thinketh. Throughout his time when he wrote the book, I'm telling you, he wasn't famous for it. He wasn't, until when he died, after dying, that's where people begin to discover the wisdom of James Allen. When he was on earth, when he was alive, he wasn't that famous. He wasn't that rich. But he was writing this wisdom, writing this book about as a man thinking. He wasn't famous. He wasn't rich. But when he died, that is when people know that his wisdom was great. And people are making money out of even his book. People are becoming great, wealthy, people are prospering through this guy's book. But when he was alive, he wasn't valued. He just had stipends. You know what called stipends? Like peanuts from the sales of his writing. But when he died, now his writing is sold everywhere in the world. And people value it. People are making millions out of his writings. People are making millions, billions out of his wisdom. Do you understand? It is possible for people to make use of your kingdom when you die. But why not make use of your kingdom today and even prosper with it? Build your kingdom and prosper it. You can die poor, die with stipends. Then after dying, people value your wisdom and make good use of it. You know how many people today are making wealth from Michael Jackson's music? You know how many people, Michael Jackson's friend, you know how many people are making money out of it? There are people that are enjoying it, making, because he has already built his kingdom. People now are using his kingdom to make what they want. But I want you to know your own portion is this. Build your kingdom today and enjoy it through the power of imagination. There's something so unique inside of you. You have a potential. God created you with everything. The devil himself is using what God created inside of him to do evil today. You know that? The power God gave to him is still with him. He's still using it to do evil instead of to use it to do good. That musical instrument is still inside of him. God didn't take it away from him. He used it to do evil. That is not how God wants you to be. There's something he has placed inside of you with the world, the entire world, the entire heaven wants to rejoice. Then why not use it? Why not begin to build it and use it and also be a blessing for it? If you do this, you don't even need to keep on disturbing God. Oh, God bless me. No, because he has already given you. He has already given you everything. Every machine is inside of you. Every power is inside of you. That is why you should not undermine the power of the mind. Don't undermine the power of the mind. Because it is a great thing God has given to man. If you value it as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. You are the sum total of what you imagine every day. You are the sum total of all that you think every day. Are you listening to the radio show today? I just believe as you take this into action, your life will never be the same. Build it. Take time to build your kingdom. One day you will see the truth of what you've been building. One day you will see the truths. You will see the fruits of everything you've been doing. Do you understand? I am building that kingdom in which will never collapse. That's why in this radio show, you will see the message recorded. In the next 20 years, you will still see people will go for it. In the next 10 years, because we are building life. We are building experience which will last forever. You have the power inside of you. You are being crowned with the crown of honor and glory. But you got to see it. You got to tap into the realm of the spirit. There are sometimes you got to tap into the realm of the spirit. You got to tap into an unseen level, which only you and yourself, only yourself, with the spiritual, is seeing each other. You got to tap in. And that only happens if you can spend 90% of your time working on yourself, developing yourself, working on those things that belongs to you. That's something else. Give up 10% for others, but spend that 90. I'm telling you, when you build your kingdom, your family will look for you. When you build your kingdom, kings will look for you. Presidents will look for you. When you build your kingdom well, I'm telling you, nation, people of every nation of different kinds will look for you. You don't need to look for them. They will look for you. Even though you are staying in a small hut, in a small house, in a small place, in an unrecognized place where nobody knows. But when you begin to build it, when you build it, success will look for you. I hope you've gotten something, at least one thing out of what I've said today. Build your kingdom. Develop your kingdom. Develop your kingdom. Beautify your kingdom. Work on it. Be yourself. Take action and take responsibility. I see you at the top, my friend. I see you as a great person. I see you smiling. I see you at the top. In the next 1 year, your name will be everywhere. For good, not for bad. I see you coming up from that merry clay to a rock that is higher than I. To a rock. Where people will say, no, I want to come to you. If it can happen to Jesus when he built his own kingdom, it can happen to Jesus. Then it can happen to you. If it can happen to other great people, people like Moses, all these great people, look at them. They were in a different world, totally. Mamangati, all these people were in a different world. But success, look for them. May you be blessed this morning and have it in mind. It is possible to have it blessed. I will see you tomorrow again by 10 a.m. As we build this, our kingdom together, I will always see you at the top. Say to yourself, I will always see myself at the top because that is who I was created to be. I love you. Have a blessed day. We'll see you again. Talk to you later. Send your testimonies. My joy is when you succeed. This is the voice of Emmanuel Odoyo, a good friend of yours. You are my family. You are in my family. I love you. Be blessed. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., I want to hear from you again. Come and fellowship with me because this is a good crowd. I say bye for now. Thank you.